Hey, Ma, welcome back to Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood. We have one more episode left, you guys. I don't want to go yet. I am so, so sad, but this has been an incredible season. So again, I know I always say thank you, but I can't say thank you enough on behalf of Blair and I. We are grateful for all of the listens and all of the support. This week, we have Hannah Moore on talking new motherhood and just the transition and what it looks like to balance motherhood, marriage, and all of the things. So let's get right into it.
Like, I'm like, dang, I wish I had somebody to talk to about this, but I literally, I'm like, who can I talk to? Because it's hard.
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
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 Hello, welcome to Moms Actually. I'm Blair.
And I'm Morgan.
And this is our special guest, Hannah Moore.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you.
Joining us.
Yes.
We're excited. Now look, I know you're new to our little humble abode here.
The non-couch.
Yeah, the non-couch. But you guys know that we do It's Giving Motherhood, which is a little icebreaker. Mm-hmm. It just helps us all get loose, nice and warm, and you know, all the fun stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So we are going to give you a word. It's quick, rapid fire. And you have to give us the first phrase or word that comes to mind associated with it. Okay. First answer is the right answer.
Always.
Ain't nothing change about that.
Mm-hmm.
So just, we're going to give you the word.
Okay.
We're going to get it going, okay?
Okay.
All right. First thing, dream vacay.
Dream vacay. Bora Bora.
Ooh.
Social media.
Instagram.
Favorite reality show.
Kardashians?
Okay.
Most annoying children's show.
Oh, Miss Rachel. Wait, is that a show?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
it counts.
Too.
Okay, yeah, Miss Rachel.
First answer is the real right answer.
Yes.
Snapback. Moms.
Okay.
Gender reveals.
Corny.
She said corny.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mom friends.
Rare.
Mm.
Say okay. More. Say more.
Yeah.
Say more.
What do you mean?
I feel like since I am a new mom, I feel like the friends I do have, they're all still either single or in their like first year of marriage. Mm-hmm. I had crew very young. We got married in June. I got pregnant in August.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't waste any time. So I feel like it's just rare. Just in my
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, that's to be, I mean, I feel like that's pretty typical, whether you're like a first time mom or you're having children for the third time. Mm-hmm. You just end up somehow, some way, kind of like losing friends because you're just in a different season in your life.
Almost, not isolated, but kind
of. She was the first of her friends to have a baby, too.
I was the first. So I had my first child at 20,
mm-hmm.
and no one else, like, and this is when everybody's like college days, and, you know, we're all like fresh out and trying to live our lives, and everybody's going out, and I'm
you're
just
like,
at home with the baby, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt, thankfully, during that time, I mean, my friends did try to include me,
mm-hmm.
but there were a lot of times where I was like, all right, I'm by
mm-hmm.
myself. You know, it's just me and this baby just sitting here looking at each other.
I was the last one, and I felt excluded because of that. Like, everybody had their kids at the same exact time, and I was right after, so they were, like, doing all the things.
Play dates and all
that
stuff.
And they forgot about me because they had already been in that mode.
Gotcha.
So I think it's rare, like, just no matter what.
That's true.
It's really hard.
Do you want mom friends? Because sometimes people are like,
that's true.
Okay.
I don't want mom friends really that much.
You know what I mean?
Because then they want to bring their kids over, and then I got to act like I want to be around a lot of kids.
I feel like maybe, not a lot, maybe one or two.
Yeah.
Just someone you can relate to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're right. When you do have a lot, you always have to talk about your kid. You're like, I don't want to talk about my kid.
Exactly.
So how's it been with, like, just balancing that, though? So now that you feel like you're in the place where you're kind of isolated a little bit, but you still have your spouse,
mm-hmm.
and then you still have the kids around. So how has that been?
It has been a little lonely, mm-hmm. I would say. Especially being a first-time mom, you mm-hmm. don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. You can read everything. Everybody
exactly
can tell you.
Nothing. It's just like your own journey. So I feel like it has been lonely, but I feel like I've learned to, like, speak out, ask for help. Like, okay, I'm having a day, I'm not doing great, mm-hmm. need to be around people, or I need to be by myself, or just different things. I feel like it's taught me a lot about myself in general, just like how strong I am,
mm-hmm.
how to speak up, because I'm naturally a person, I don't.
She had to co-sign that really quick.
She's like, I don't talk about anything. I struggle talking about my feelings. So I feel like it's taught me to be more vocal.
How did you finally start speaking up, like to ask for help? What motivated you or what got you there?
Probably having the worst days. I'm like, okay. Just being frustrated motivated me to be like, okay, I need to say something because I'm going to go crazy. So, yeah.
I wanted to know, okay, so you got married young in your early 20s, and that's like the stage where everybody's kind of like learning about themselves. And so you get married, and then you got to figure out yourself as a wife. And then you didn't marry like Joe Schmo where, you know, you're kind of like you and he's kind of him and y'all figure it out. But you married Chandler Moore, and he's, you know, big. So you become Chandler's wife, and then you become a mom, and you become Cruz mom. And like, where does Hannah like go? Like, how are you finding yourself in all of these other obligations? Or are you?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I'm still struggling. Yeah. I feel like our life has been a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. We got married fast, had a baby fast, just everything is fast in our life. So I feel like I still struggle to have time or days where I like just sit. I'm like, okay, what do I want to do? What do I like? What's my passion? So I feel like it's a struggle every day. Literally, like just the other day, I was having like a meltdown. Like, I don't feel like my own person. I feel like I have no purpose. I mean, obviously being a mom, being a wife, of course,
yeah, I mean,
but I feel like I just am not doing something for me.
Mm-hmm. I kind of got there. I don't know if this is motivating because I'm so old, but but I honestly was there for like a long time. Like I didn't know for a long time. I still didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I don't think that helped a lot. But then also I think what happens is you see everybody else doing something. So then you think you're supposed to be doing something.
Exactly.
You don't feel like just being yourself in your day to day is enough. I remember once one of our babysitters asked me like, so, you know, you have so much in you. What are you going to do? And I was like, I'm actually doing a lot and I'm fine, like being home and just kind of having this time to myself. But I think it, like, the world kind of makes you feel like you got to keep doing stuff and figure out what's free. And why can't where I'm at be enough?
Yeah, for sure.
And I had to get off social media too, because everybody was doing everything. Yes.
I was going to say, sometimes it just helps when you just kind of like shut out, even though you don't want to isolate yourself. I'm not saying do that, but I am saying like it helps when you kind of don't look to the left or the right and you get in your lane and you're like, all right, I'm gonna put my head down for a second so that I can figure out like who's Hannah, who's Morgan, like really just trying to figure that out. Because I know when I was like in my space of kind of in the between of like, okay, I've got these kids, I've got my husband who's, you know, all over the place and doing these things. And, like, now it's still, like, I feel like a subtitle. Like, I feel like I'm exes.
Dang, that's a good way to describe it.
I still got to get used to not introducing myself as Norman's wife. I've had to be purposeful saying I'm Blair.
Yeah.
Oh, I stopped doing.
Oh, I'm still working on it.
But it's hard. It's hard to be like, because I used to literally say, oh, I'm Rivers. Yeah, no, I'm Morgan. Like, you know, or Layla's mom or whoever. But I think when I was in that moment, I literally had to say, like, nope, I'm actually going to just take a moment. And I love all of y'all. I love you, husband. I love you, kids. Yeah. But literally get intentional about me. And that looked like taking some time in the mornings and having, like, non-negotiable, like, practical steps. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's easy to say, okay, well, we're going to get focused and, you know, journal about our feelings and all of the things. But
sounds
like,
good.
It sounds good. But what are the practical, like, steps to really get into those, like, the deep work? Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you can only do that, like, by yourself for a second. And then you welcome, you know, the therapist and all of those people in. But until you get clear about you and who you want to be, it's like, it's kind of hard.
And you got to find a moment, because you brought that baby on two tours with you.
Yeah, it was two.
Yeah.
The first tour, she was literally like a month old. Or two months old.
That?
I don't know. To this day, I'm like, I don't know how I did that.
I have to say, like, her and Chan are, like, the most hands-on, active. Yes. Like, you see them, you see the babies.
The babies, they're always
You
around.
See her, you see Chan. Like,
yeah. I do love that. Mm-hmm.
We always said we're not going to let kids hold us back from living. So they're going to be along for the ride with us.
So you said we're not going to let kids hold us back mm-hmm. from living, but not just us, but you too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's easy to say that. It's easy to like have these conversations with our husbands.
Because you get
like
wrapped
that,
up into
like,
his world.
Oh yeah, this is going to be our world. But then like remembering, okay, what's my world look like?
Because it's true.
Be an intentional thought.
I would drop everything to do stuff with Norman, but I would never drop things to just do stuff for myself.
Literally me.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. What surprised you
I just realized
most?
That.
Yeah. These are why these conversations happen. It's like, it's freeing for us all. What surprised you the most about motherhood?
I don't know. I feel like I was kind of not prepared, but I feel like I talked to so many people mm-hmm. and I got so many like different opinions, advice. I feel like I was kind of not surprised, mm-hmm. but I feel like I breastfed for till she was like 5 months. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was a big surprise for me.
That thing is no joke.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Especially like the pain.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I was surprised. I was like, okay, because people tell you, you know, it's not comfortable. You'll have like, no, it was
painful.
I can't.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And then they're like, if it's painful, you're doing it wrong. Sometimes you're doing it
like,
right.
No,
or you're
it's not
doing
true.
It. It's still painful.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like
even after.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like once they're done feeding, then your boobs hurt because they're engorged.
And then if you miss, you can get mastitis or you can get.
I literally was up crying all night one night because I was so like, it was terrible.
Rock hard.
Terrible. You can't explain the feeling either.
No, with my
like, I just hurt. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I made it 6 months with Noble, but Kofi, I made it like a month, I think. And then I was like, he's going to have to get it how he lives because I said, like, if it does not bring me joy, I'm not doing it. And that...
Yeah.
And that was one of those things I wanted to do because Noble, I tried so hard mm-hmm. with her. And I was just like, I'm not putting myself through that stress, even though, and he also had shark gums because they don't have teeth.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
He wasn't,
it feels,
like,
it
with
like
Noble,
that.
It felt like so romanticized and like
yeah,
beautiful
like,
with him.
Oh.
It was like,
you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It's a pressure though. People are like, you need to breastfeed. You're like, but what if I don't mm-hmm. want to?
That's why now I talk about that I didn't do it for him because I was like, you know what? And he's just fine and healthy.
I think
and
there's
he was
more
bigger.
Pressure too on first-time moms.
Yes.
You've never had the baby before. So you're literally listening to everybody's mm-hmm. opinions and you're listening to what you think is supposed to be right or wrong. And you're like pushing yourself. I'll even love that you said, look, 5 months, that was it. Did you feel like you were ready or you felt like... It was like, what made your process stop?
I had mixed emotions. We were on tour. So that was the main reason, part of the reason I stopped. Because it was just stressful trying to do a show every night, go support my husband, and try to breastfeed. Like, it was just too much. Mm-hmm. But I fought myself a lot with it because I was like, dang, I'm a bad mom. Of course, you get all the things. I'm a bad mom, not breastfeeding her. Mm-hmm. Now she has to take formula. So it was
just as good.
I was pumping every 2 hours to get an ounce of milk because I felt so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about
it's
2 a.m., 4 a.m. Like, doesn't like.
It's not, I'm not going to say it's not worth it, but I mean.
I mean, it's not worth it. But that's
it isn't worth your stress.
No.
Your stress.
It sounds cliche that fed is best, but again, I got two kids where I'm like, they fine. They fine. You know, if you love it and you can do it and, you know, what have you, do it. But, oh my God, it is not worth the burden.
What would you say is, like, now that you're in it, right, and you guys have gone on tour and you're, like, creating this whole life, there's also other kids involved. So what about the blended family is like, okay, I can, this is also new to me.
Yes.
How are you managing that?
I feel like I learn something new every day.
Yeah.
The blended family is it's amazing, but also it's hard.
Yeah. Yes.
And I feel like the part I struggle with is I don't really hear people talking about that part, like
girl,
the blended family.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, dang, I wish I had somebody to talk to about this, but I'm like, who can I talk to? Because it's hard. Like, because they're not your kids, but they are. But, I don't know. It's just a weird...
And we've talked about this before. Because
there's
like,
different points of view.
We have the different points of view where I am, you know, the primary parent. And I'm the one... Like, you want to hear it from the mom on the other side. But you also want to hear it just from, like, the woman in, yep. in itself, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And you're like, I'm the stepmom, yep, and I'm the stepmom. I have, you know, both sides as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like interesting to hear the point of views and how to like do things.
Yeah, because yes. it's definitely hard because they come in part time and then, you know, because you're not the primary parent, sometimes you want to be easier on them or what have you. Or, you know, it's just like the balance because you don't want them to go home and be mm-hmm. upset with you. Or, you know, it's a very it's fine touchy. Line, especially it's, at different
yes,
ages.
You're like, I don't know what to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. yeah, it's a fine line. Like now that KK, she's 16. So, mm-hmm. you know, when she comes, she really just chills and she gets a break at home, you know, here. But we didn't really have to, like, raise her. Like, mm-hmm. her mom did a great job. And I think what's good about your situation, though, is Chan is an active father. Like, he's not just...
Just out here, yeah. just like, oh, you know, yeah. come on. But yeah, mm-hmm. and they're younger too. Mm-hmm. I think with them being younger, it's something that I'm also learning now. My daughter was 2 when I started dating my husband.
Okay.
So she was able to like grow up with him. Mm-hmm. But because she was able to grow up with him, I kind of almost assumed that like this would just be her normal.
Yeah.
Now that she's older, she's 11 now, I think she's finally putting all the pieces together. Like, yeah. oh, wait, like I have, you know, this family over here, this is where I land, yes. all of the things. So I think it's like it's a journey as they grow and, you know, get to the stage of adulthood where they yes. really are like, they get it. You
that's
know what
so
I mean?
True,
it's
yeah.
not something that's like, once you got it figured out and once you got a routine, mm-hmm. I don't think that it's like over.
No.
No, it's not.
You know
not.
What I'm saying? Because it could easily be thought that way. Like, yeah. all right, everybody's comfortable. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a routine. Mm-mm. You're here this week. We're here this week. Everybody loves each other. Mm-hmm. We're co-parenting well. It sounds good. Yeah. It feels good. But like, as they grow
yeah.
and change, and then even dealing with certain like situations mm-hmm. at once all together and figuring out what that looks like, it's a journey.
Yes.
And knowing not to like force it too. Yeah. I think that's my biggest thing for like the other side yeah. is like, don't force it.
Yeah. And that's, I was like, you know, I am her stepmother, but because of how she's raised in our arrangement, it's mm-hmm. like, I didn't try to be her mom, even younger. Like she just, I don't feel like that's what she needed. So mm-hmm. I was like, I wanted to be a safe space to her. I'll talk to her about anything. But I don't try to be extra. I think the weird part is like when you're raising the child in marriage and like Noble will be like, where's KK?
Yes.
Or like she'll ask, Kofi will ask that. Or, you know, like, why isn't she here? Or how, mm-hmm. like, why does she have 2 moms? And it's like answering these
It's so
questions.
Difficult. So you're like, oh my God, what yeah. am I supposed to say? Like, what? I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird because I have never formally like set down my other 2 mm-hmm. Children. I have a 4 and a 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. I've never formally set them down and said, okay, your sister, she's gone for the week because she's with her dad. Mm-hmm. She does like my 2 girls, they share a room. So mm-hmm. my middle, she sees Layla call her dad and stuff like that. And it's like almost like she just kind of put 2 and 2 together and she's like, all right, Layla, you're going with your dad this week, you know, but at first it was kind of like those. Yeah. Random questions, mm-hmm. and I guess I could have been better about like having the healthy.
There's no guidebook. Who is supposed
hard.
To teach you that?
I'm still confused.
Yeah, I was like, I ain't got no answers.
I have no.
Maybe
idea.
They got some answers.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, I need help. I need answers. Because we get them maybe like once or twice a month, and usually we get them all together mm-hmm. at once, or maybe it'll be Deuce and then by himself and then River. So mm-hmm. it's like it depends. But I remember one time we had them all. It was Deuce, River, and Crew. I was like...
And the dog.
I was like, okay. I literally texted Shannon. I was like, I don't know how to do this. I said, I don't know how to be a stepmom. I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I'm
that's
being...
That's the first step, though.
But I think that's honest. The good part. I think everybody tries to act like they got it figured out. No. And that's why no one talks about everything.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I got it figured. No, I don't. But I got it figured out. So... Mm-hmm.
I will let you know real quick. I don't know.
I think it's good, too, because it shows you and Chandler's relationship. Like, yeah. you're honest with him and, like, look, I know you trust me and everything, but, like, I don't have
it. I don't really trust myself right now.
I need help. I don't have it.
What surprised you most about marriage?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think communicating. Because, like I said, it's not my thing. So I feel like that was the biggest, like, you're with someone literally every single day.
Every day.
Sometimes, all 24 hours. Yes. Sometimes they don't go nowhere, you don't go nowhere, y'all are there together.
Yep. Just looking at each other's
Exactly.
face.
You're like, wow, what are we supposed to do today?
Yeah.
But I feel like communicating is our, was and is kind of our biggest struggle. Because we know, like, we communicate, we're very open with each other. Yeah. But I feel like we also have times where we don't talk at all. Like, we'll, it'll be a rough, like a busy, rough day. We'll get in the bed, lay down. I'll be asleep. We don't talk to each other. Not just like, well, how are you? Like, how was your day? Like, nothing. Like, we just struggle with communication in general.
It's also your lifestyle, too. Like, you're so busy. And that, I think that's, like, that's why me and my husband, we have the meeting at the top of the week. Mm-hmm. And we kind of, and that way we can kind of set the expectation, too. Like, my husband, he works for a church, and so Easter is, you know, Easter is a really busy week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's just certain times in, in churches that are, like, pedal to the metal, even with me, you know, and my busy schedule. So I'm like, okay, this is what the week is going to look like at the top, and that way we know we can be, like, proactive and not reactive, and we're able to find the pockets where, okay, I know I'm going to be able to talk to you, or look, this day we're going to be kind of brushing past each other, and that's going
to
be okay.
I feel like they are together all the time. It's like, you can forget to talk because it's like, I was with you the whole time. I saw, like, you can assume I saw
that's
how you
so
felt.
True.
I saw, like, what are we going to say?
Even with, like, schedules and stuff. Exactly. With schedules, he's like, oh, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm like,
oh, I hate that.
You didn't even tell me. Like, what are you talking about? You're leaving. Mm-hmm. So it's like even little things
that
like
calendar,
that.
Girl.
I know.
I mean, the thing is they have it all, but it's just like it's the communication is still, it can slip by. Especially when you are, again, together, all the, you just assume things that are there. And it's like, I didn't tell you. How did you not know?
Like, I just didn't know. You have to tell me.
I think it's really dope, though, because you got you really are in a like place where you're simultaneously building two like big things at once. Like, you're literally building marriage and motherhood at the same time at a young age and like trying to figure it out, but at a very accelerated pace. It's pretty insane. And I'm sure there are other like moms out there who are fresh in it. And they're like, all right, would you say like, would you do it differently?
No.
All right.
I would not.
I love this.
I don't regret anything.
How do you feel about everybody having opinions on everything you do? Like being married
that
to someone.
That is a difference. Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
and not, unless it's not even just, I guess it's like tech, since everything ends up on social media, but it's not just even like strangers, but you got like news type, like you got people, like official type people trying to give an opinion on you in like things. Like, how is that in your marriage and everything?
That is, I'm a hardcore believer in taking breaks, like you said, from social media. Because I feel like starting off, I would always be on reading everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm like one to respond back.
Yeah.
Like, and that's like the worst thing you could possibly do. Yeah.
Exactly.
You can literally, you can give them, you can give them a verse from the Bible and they're still coming back at you.
I got this person.
Yeah. If you knew the Bible, then.
No. Please. So starting out, like even dating him, I was starting to get
some stuff. People were mad, I'm sure.
So I was at first, I was like, okay. Because I knew like responding would just fuel the fire. So I think I've just learned to just ignore. People are going to say whatever they want to say.
Always.
Even if it's true or not.
Yeah.
And you just have to, you're like, all right, well, I'm just going to get off social media and not even look at it. Mm-hmm. And they can have conversations with themselves.
Yep. And that's
talk
exactly what they're going
to
do.
Because, no.
And that's the thing, even if it's true, you don't need to say it.
Yeah.
Like something, or say it that way. Like,
and it's just like, people are very mean as well. I've also learned that. Mm-hmm. Like, just not nice. And I'm like,
especially when you're like trying, you're in the midst of trying to find yourself.
Yeah.
And then you have all of these opinions at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then trying to figure out what type of person like you want to be and show up as
to
your
kids. Harder.
That's a lot.
And even like, because I'm to the point now where it doesn't bother me. I'll just look at them like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you can only see it so much, and then you start, like...
I was going to say, it cannot bother you, but if it hits you on the wrong day,
or
it's like, you see something enough, like...
Exactly.
I always say, you know how people will be like, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I'm like,
I care.
You kind of do.
Yeah. I was like, I care. It does not, it doesn't like hinder my life. Like it doesn't stop my decisions or what I do.
But it does make you think.
Yeah, it's there because words matter. Like they do.
Exactly. So I think just ignoring it, still doing like what you, still doing you. And just ignoring it.
Be nice. Why y'all feel so bad? Like,
exactly.
Because how many people come up to your face and say anything?
No.
That's the thing. Why?
No one.
Like, why?
None at all.
Like, why? Would your mama be proud of the things that you're posting? Like, the comments you're putting? Like, I don't. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, no, it's actually the worst. I'm glad like we haven't had to deal with it like too much. But I feel like we know it's like coming sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I think it's. It's been nice that we don't have to like deal with that type of energy. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, we've also have made it very clear what type of community we're building over here. But
kicked out.
This is supposed to be a safe space. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Speaking of safe spaces, I like to call myself like the self-care guru, girly, whatever. Yeah, I do. I'm pretty good at the whole self-care thing. Sometimes I'm bad at it, but
that's life.
Yeah, sometimes I lose it, but you know, I think I've made it clear that I am a self-care advocate. How do you do that? Do you incorporate self-care? What do you feel about it? Like,
I
what
do.
Does it look like in your routine?
I try.
Okay.
I'll say that. I try.
I know what two of them are. Say
what?
That. Coffee, you're.
Oh yeah, I am a coffee addict. Okay,
what's your order?
I like vanilla lattes.
She's like, I don't have nothing special.
Yeah, I don't do all the extra stuff. I like lattes.
Okay,
but if I don't drink it, I get a headache.
Yeah,
I'm like addicted. It's kind of bad.
Okay. She's like, I'm not saying addicted for fun. Like, I actually have a problem.
It's true.
Got it.
So yeah, coffee. That's true. That is my. I wake up in the morning, go get my coffee. Sit there, drink my coffee, and then my day starts.
In silence?
No, in silence? Not really.
Got it. So that's not self-care.
That's like, that's true.
Because, you know, I think that's something
you're right.
To be named.
You're right.
That's
like
true.
When people are like, oh, I took a shower today.
Yeah. No, that's just that's, everyday life.
You need to take a shower,
that's
guys.
Life.
That's very true.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, I took a nap. Amazing. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to get rest. So, like, I think it's a good reminder, and I love having these conversations and asking moms because coffee. And then what's the second one?
Journaling.
That's
I do quiet. That's my quiet
that.
Time.
That's good. A good one.
So that was probably number one is journaling. Because I can just sit there, have my time. I usually do it when Crew's taking a nap, so I can really get the silence.
Yes.
So yeah, that's probably my number one.
But have you started journaling again yet?
I do, so I'm too lazy to write, and then when I type, I get distracted. So I just do a video diary. I just film myself for like 5 minutes, and I just like save them in a folder.
I've never heard of that. I like that.
We started.
Remember, we were like watching. Prince Harry.
Oh, it was the
and Meghan.
Yeah, the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, and they were like filming stuff in it, like they used it in the documentary, and I was like. That would be so much easier because I always find a reason, you know, not to write or pull and like not to do that. So I just talk and I'm like, hey, if I ever become someone else can like take down these notes or my children can watch them in the future. Like sometimes I'll talk to them in it. Like, hey, if you
That's
ever see
cool.
this,
like
just know. Especially since as a mom, you know, you get less kind of like time where you're in front of the camera, you know, things for your kids. Like you get videos of them, you get videos of your husband. Yeah. So I'm like me talking about, I want them to kind of, like know me and have that in a different way, especially when they get older.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I realized my mom was just like a woman until maybe like last year. You know, she was always my mom.
Oh.
Like I never thought about her like having her own issues and her own drama and her friends and like what she has like feelings wise.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, she's just my mom and she only exists as my mom.
Yeah.
And I think just to show the complications in just how life is. And so that way when my kids grow up, like it's normal, like is how they feel is normal. Mm-hmm. And then they can understand me as well. And why I've done or haven't done certain things.
So I think it could be healing too.
Oh, it's extremely
healing. Healing for us and them. I was looking at something a couple weeks ago and they talked about how like mother wounds are kind of almost inevitable because of the way it's just like, it's just a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No matter how great of a mom you are, no matter how great your mom was, you have some sort of like mother wound and like being able to show them like why or how or where you were in like what headspace you were in mm-hmm. in that moment, and they can look back and say,
because they'll just see you as a mom. Like, my mom was just always kind of distant during this period, and it wasn't fair to me. But it's like, oh.
You don't know.
You were going through all that during this time, and I just think it'll be, like, a good moment for them.
I'm going to start doing that. Video diary.
And I like that. I'm going to take it from me.
No, please. I think everybody, I'm telling you. And then even when you're talking to yourself, it makes you just think about your words and what you're saying and,
how you say it.
How you say it and how I reflect. And I think sometimes when I start, like, I'm really upset when I do one, by the end, I'm, like, a little bit more calmer or a happy moment. It's just, and it's more freeing because I feel like when I'm writing, I self-edit. Like, you think about what you're writing.
Think about it.
That's
too
hard.
So I do. I'm like, that didn't make sense. Now I'm starting to, like, be a journalist.
Everybody
for no
steal
reason.
It. I stole it from Meghan Markle.
Yeah. I love it. Well, is there anything you have, you know, that you want to say or encourage, like, a younger mom who's just, like, fresh in their marriage and motherhood journey? Do you have any encouragement for them? Or what you want? What would you want somebody to say to you?
I think the biggest thing I've been, like, thinking about right now and also doing myself is asking for help. Like, if you, even if you just need 5 minutes, go ask your husband, go ask your friend, your mom, whoever's around. Hey, I need help. Can you please watch my child for 5 minutes? I literally just need to go sit in silence. Or if it's with your spouse and you guys haven't had time together, just say, hey, we need to go on a date or we need to do this. So I think that would be the biggest thing. Ask for help. Communicate.
I love that.
That's so good. Anything else you want to say? Anything else you've been thinking about that you're like,
Do you have a question for us? I need to get this out.
No.
Because you got, we're a couple years in the game here.
That's true.
So you have anything?
I don't know what I'm doing, girl. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I don't bring those kids anywhere because I don't know what I'm doing.
I feel like whenever we see each other, I'm always like, not complaining to you, but I'm always like,
you get
like,
a space because you ain't going to get nothing from me.
You're like, I don't know.
Girl, I ain't going to pretend with you.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you.
Sorry, I messed up that beautiful moment.
No, it's fine. But no, seriously, thank you guys so much for watching Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood. Make sure you like, comment, share with another mom, and make sure you hit the red subscribe button,
Please
okay?
Please do that.
All right, you guys have a great day, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?